inside. She won't see the sun today. She can try leaves, but she can't run away. Mistreated, confused, beaten and bruised, but her boyfriend fixes her.
Vanessa was 16, she know how to mix speed with cork and dab it on her gums and lips be numb. Pulled her up her nose with 50 pound notes, sitting in the gaff with scumbags out cold. He likes to keep her low key indoors when she smokes weed, and when they're taking yolk she'd wear a pair of Oakleys to hide her. When her eyes dilate, bottle of water at her side when she needing hydration. This is her life, no school, no plan. She dropped out last year and there's no going back. A bold move, but she's not regretting that, cause she's getting educated about crystal meth, smack, seeing all this cash. She thinks that's class, and her fella is old enough to be her dad. A sick world that this girl is living in, too young to recognize a perverted criminal.
Trapped inside, she won't see the sun today. She can try leave, but she can't run away. Mistreated, confused, beaten and bruised, but her boyfriend fixes her by feeding her. Just say
in 07, Vanessa met her fella on the street. She was gatting naggins and bumming fags off feelings, but this fella was a maggot trying to chance his down, chatting her up to get into her pants with charm. Charm, fuck it, he didn't need it. He was in his 30s, she was only 15. He was a creep, an awful freak. She was naive, she thought he was the shit. He could get served, and he had his own gap. He could never get girls, he was having the crack. He was living off drugs, so he was having the crack. Cocaine straight from Spain, he was packaging that. Her parents, they were well aware of this, helpless and scared. They feared for their kid and her dad. He tried to chat to the boyfriend, but he got knocked out flat. That's the point when they decided that they called the guards. Fucking typical, not enough proof to charge. But really the police were afraid of them, cause the fiends drug gang were a major threat. They had weapons that could leave a whole place in wreck, stab fiends faces where they didn't pay their debts. So what could anyone ever do to rescue, intervene, interfere, when he could just get
trapped
you?
Trapped inside, she won't see the sun today. She can try leave, but she can't run away. Mistreated, confused, beaten and bruised, but her boyfriend fixes her by feeding her. Just say love, say love, say love.
They never thought the devil could kidnap their only daughter. The same baby they splashed in holy water, driven crazy cause they can't know her torture. The young lady's face looking so abnormal, like a skeleton from ketamine. Amphetamines and evidence of plenty of digs to her head, and it's obvious she regrets getting into bed with him, cause he just ruined this beautiful specimen. The fucking bastard, the shit he did to that girl, and whenever she cries he'd get up and attack her, slap her fucking full force to the jaw, beat her fucking down to the bone till she's raw. Blood drips from her nose like a water tap. The prick be giving her coke till she snores the last, lying to herself thinking it'll all be grand. Her dad sitting back at home wants his daughter back. Frustrated, he hates it, he takes out a shotgun. He uses it occasionally for a fox hunt, but this time it is no different. He's hunting down an animal that's damaging his kids, so he drives to the house with the gun in his coat. He tries to conceal it while he knocks at the door. The prick answers one blast in the head. Dad not fazed, just happy he's dead. He hears shouts from people in the kitchen, but he runs upstairs to find out where his kid is. He tries all the doors, but there's one that is locked, so he kicks it in and drops his gun with the shock. It's his daughter jumping out from the windowsill, and the curtains shiver as the wind blows in. As he looks out with two hands on his head, he sees his little girl on the grass and she's dead. She thought it was the boyfriend that shot the gun, thought he was coming to get her, so she had to jump. But as the dad looks out, he just wants to die, so lucky for him, the gang members arrive.